Okay, and would it have a square bow, or would it be pointed?
Be pointed.
Okay, and would you, you have a name for one that might be square? Who might you call it, John Boat?
John Boat.
John Boat?
Or Bird.
Bateau? No.
Yep.
Pirogue?
What?
Pirogue? No.
How do you spell that pirogue?
P-I-R-O-G-U-E.
Oh. That doesn't have anything to do with hair?
I don't know.
That's the first thing I thought of.
Oh, I don't know. I've never heard of it.
I never had it used with boats. We weren't around boats.
What?
We were not around boats much.
Okay. If you were going somewhere and you weren't going to be home all day long, and somebody says, will you be home today? You say, no, I won't. I'm...
Well, I have an engagement. I have an appointment to go to the dentist.
Okay.
I will not be home.
But okay, if you were going to the dentist, you would say,
I have an appointment with the dentist.
Say you just want to say...
I have.
No.
Dentist?
That you're just... You're making it too hard. It's very simple.
I'm going to the dentist.
Okay, good. If somebody else had some cake or something, and little boy wanted some too, he would say to his mother,
give me a piece of cake.
Okay, suppose he's asking if he's going to get some.
Mom, are you going to give me some cake?
Okay. Now, if a child is just learning to dress himself, and the mother brings in his clothes and says,
put these
to the
on.
Child, okay, you just...
Dress yourself. That's wrong, isn't it?
This is a hard one to set up. She is presenting the clothes to him, and she says,
wear this today?
She's just going to refer to the clothes specifically. And she's bringing the clothes to the little boy. And she says,
dress yourself.
No. she's only referring to the clothes. Okay? Okay, let's get that.
Let's get this on.
Let's just get that.
Down these clothes.